Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's topics, connecting restaurants and nonprofits who serve the less fortunate, and how to entice your customers into promoting your store or product. All right, a little something for you restaurant owners and those who operate nonprofits focused on the homeless. What happens to all of that leftover food at restaurants each night? Most eateries would love to give it away, but might be unsure of the rules. Here's Mackenzie Lunsford, food writer at the Citizen Times in Asheville, North Carolina. Mackenzie, what's up here?
Well, I found out that this is also something that comes from my background as a chef before a food writer. It's sort of common knowledge in restaurants, and I'd say common knowledge in air quotes,
yeah.
That you cannot donate food that's already been prepared, even if you keep it very safe, to local shelters. And I found out that Good Samaritan laws that have been in place since about the mid-90s, since the Clinton administration, actually protect people who want to donate food, as long as they're, of course, you know, taking as good care of it as they can.
Yeah. Okay. So the Good Samaritan law does what? Say it protects you. Basically, you donate food and somebody gets sick, they can't come back and sue you?
That's right. I mean, as long as you've taken all the necessary precautions, I mean, of course, you have to follow food safety standards. You have to cool it down within a certain amount of time. But what this bill is specifically is the Bill Emerson Good Samaritan Food Donation Act. And it is a federal law that protects good faith donors from civil and criminal liability.
Wow. All right.
So in case the product causes harm to its recipient later.
Gotcha. All right. So say just in your neck of the woods in Asheville, North Carolina, then any estimate on how much food actually goes to waste on a daily or perhaps weekly basis?
Right. Well, I can tell you a couple of things. I can tell you that on a global level, we do waste a third of our food supply, which is obviously very significant. I know of a local business here that actually collects food for composting from area restaurants, and not even all of the area restaurants. And they pick up 20 to 30 tons a week,
wow.
Which obviously is significant. So that's a lot of waste going into the landfill.
We're speaking with Mackenzie Lunsford. She's a food writer at the Asheville Citizen Times. Her piece is called Despite Law, Restaurants Still Don't Donate Food. This composted food, then, is it prepared food or it's a combination of food that was prepared and, say, never used or something?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, some of it is prepared. Some of it comes from, you know, servers scraping leftover food off of plates. Some of it is spoilage. You know, there's a number of things that lead people to throw food away.
Yeah.
We know that a huge amount of food wasted in the U.S. comes from people not really being able to understand sell-by dates and tossing away dairy products and that sort of thing well before it's actually gone bad.
Is there a better way to connect people who need food with restaurants that have worthwhile leftovers?
Yeah, there certainly is. I mean, here in Asheville, we have a service called Food Connection. And the way that it works is really very interesting. The local restaurant signs up, they get approved, and if they have, you know, about 18 to 20 portions or more of food left over at the end of the night, they send a text message to the people at Food Connection. And Food Connection actually arranges for a local taxi to come and pick up that food and deliver it to the shelters.
Oh, wow. All right, so
it's
roughly 18 to 20 portions, you said, and that's food that's already been prepared, for example?
Been prepared, but, you know, obviously not touched by anyone,
in
the restaurant.
Jeez. All right, so you mentioned before your experience as a chef, I mean, where you're pulling your hair out sometimes thinking, my goodness, this steak and potatoes or this pasta dish I made, fish is just gone. No, no use.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a tough balancing act when you work in the restaurant business. You obviously don't want to run out of food too early. You definitely don't want to let a lot of food go to waste. But a lot of times restaurants err on the side of, you know, obviously being able to feed everybody and do have, you know, potatoes or something like that left over at the end of the night. And, of course, I think it bothers everybody in the food industry to throw food away, especially since they, you know, are often very ecologically minded people, and no one likes to throw food away at all when there's so many people out there hungry.
All right, thanks, Mackenzie. Mackenzie Lunsford, food writer at the Citizen Times in Asheville, North Carolina. Coming up next, how to get customers to help you promote your business.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
We'll finish with this. For many small businesses, there's rarely leftover money to spend on advertising. But what if you started viewing your customers as your best method of brand promotion? In a 2013 study by the Wharton School of Business, 83% of satisfied customers said they'd be willing to refer products or services, but only 29% actually do so. So how do you bridge that gap? According to Forbes, it's important that customers be able to easily share their positive experiences. You can accomplish that by including a review form on your website or sending a follow-up email after online purchases. It can also help to sweeten the deal by offering, say, a coupon in exchange for a review. If you own a service-based company, a referral program that offers cash back is a patented method for gaining new customers. So the next time you worry about your small business's advertising budget, remember your best source of publicity could be the people in your store. Reminder, by the way, that you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, whether it's iTunes or, say, SoundCloud. Reviews can help determine what works and what does not. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. I know it's a long one, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.